Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. It could have been a really special night for the Yankees last night at home with CeCe on the mound and his future, of course, up in the air as far as if we're going to see him again pitching in a big game at Yankee Stadium. Standing ovations, everything else. Giancarlo Stanton comes back. He hits a double in his first at-bat. Yankees could have clinched the division. The magic number was one, but it didn't happen. They lose to the Angels. They're going to have to wait to celebrate that division title, which will happen. And the Mets on the road were on their way to losing another one of these frustrating games. Opportunities in the sixth inning. Opportunities in the eighth inning. Noah Syndergaard not stepping up and being the dominant guy that we expect him to be. But then the ninth inning happened. The offense exploded. Seth Lugo did it on the mound and in the batter's box. They win the game and they get two losses from the teams that they are chasing in the Brewers and Cubs and find themselves three back. I'm sure there's going to be more Eli Manning today, as there always is, Boomer. And we've got Yankee tickets to give away every single hour. It's a big Thursday, Boomer. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. And that was some comeback by the Mets last night. Man, they bailed out Noah Syndergaard in a big way. And they also bailed out their manager. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking about in the middle of that game. As a matter of fact, I'm just saying, Gary Cohen should just manage the team. Honestly, just let him manage from up there.
Ronnie was on Mickey too, man.
Yeah, but let Ronnie and him and Keith, just let them manage the team. I mean, the fact that they won and they won the way they did is a testament to the players. There's no question about that. But the decision-making that Mickey did not do yesterday is almost as if he were sleeping in the dugout. If they would have lost that game, to me, this morning, the back page would have been fire Mickey Callaway.
Oh, sure. Everybody was saying it during the game.
It would have definitely been all over him. Now, they won the game, so a lot of it gets camouflaged, and it worked out, and the players came through and all that other stuff. But it was just mind-numbing what he was doing yesterday and how he just allows Rivera to hit when they got the bases loaded and we're late in the game and you have Panic as a lefty, J.D. Davis as a righty,
you got Wilson Ramos
as a righty.
Right.
You could reinsert Nito into the game if you want to, keep Noah Syndergaard in the game. There's just so many things that he screwed up yesterday, and yet they won in spite of it. So, that's baseball, right? That's what John is always telling Susan. That's just baseball. Well, yesterday the baseball gods helped the Mets for sure, because not only did they come back and win in convincing fashion in the ninth inning, you also have the Nationals, the Brewers, and the Cubs all lost yesterday. And I'm not saying we're chasing the Nationals, but I'm just saying that those teams are losing. And this is where the Mets now have 10 games left. 9-1 maybe gets it. Maybe. I don't know. But, with the other teams playing each other and playing other tougher teams, and the Cubs playing the St. Louis Cardinals, it's going to be interesting. They're making it interesting. They're making it fun. They're making it relevant, which is key. So despite Mickey Callaway's blunders yesterday, they win, and they find themselves three games out of a wild card spot now. And for the Yankees last night, could have started any better for Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, it was great, man. He's big smile on his face when he gets to second base. He drills that ball in the gap for a double in that first at bat. He strikes out later in the game, fine. But and he played left field. He didn't get thrown back in and just be a DH. I mean, he went out there and he played left field as well. So, and we talked about how this is not only what are you going to do with
Giancarlo Stanton when he comes back. This is, they need him. He's their left fielder. He's going to be in the middle of the lineup. He hits fifth last night. There's no questions about a healthy Giancarlo Stanton's role on this team. He's going to be hitting in the middle of the lineup, and he's going to be out in left field, and that's that, because Mike Tauchman being out was a big deal and a big blow to this team, and there's no conversation about that any longer. So first at bat, you know, so far so good, but you know, it's almost like you're waiting for the next thing to happen to him, because it's been a year of horror for the guy. As the second he came back from the last injury, he hurts himself again. There's only the 10th game he's played in all year, so hopefully he's finally over the hump and he can contribute. And he got a nice little ovation from the fans last night, which was a little bit surprising to me, seeing that every single day we hear from Yankee fans who don't want any part of this guy.
Well,
right?
I think, yeah, but I also think it's because of necessity. I think they know that they need him. And I was looking at the lineup last night. Jesus. And Gary Sanchez was not in the lineup last night because obviously he's dealing with his groin thing. But when he gets back in the lineup, holy God, that lineup is stacked.
What about Encarnacion, too?
I know, but you know, here's the thing. This is going to be a lot of interesting discussion about this playoff roster, especially the pitching, and do we carry an extra bat in a five-game series and all this other stuff, which I think they would do anyway. But like you had Torres as your DH last night.
Yeah.
And you had Voit at first, and you had LeMahieu at second. Mm-hmm. So, this is the games that, Aaron Boone's going to have to play when Gary Sanchez comes back and Encarnacion comes back. That's going to be really interesting. It's going to be, that is an all-star lineup when they're all in it. And last night, even, you know, Romine Ketching, it was just, it's still an all-star lineup. It's unbelievable.
Sure.
This has got to be the team now that takes it all the way to the house, and wins the World Series. The biggest question that I would have, obviously, is what are they going to do with their pitching? And, you know, listening to Marcus Stroman talking about Severino, because Stroman did kind of like what Severino's doing, came back late in the season. If Severino is what we saw the other night and can give the Yankees, you know, legitimate big-time, high-anxiety innings, man, I think that's the kind of reinforcement that they need. It really is, because that now all of a sudden gives them an extra live arm and gives them something to go against what I believe is going to be, you know, an epic seven-game series against Houston in the ALCS. That's what I think, and I know I'm ahead of it. It's not my team. I'm not touching the money. I'm not, you know, it's not like, you know, me touching the money for the Mets or anything like that. I'm just, to me, it sounds like Severino is going to be a big part of this, and that would mean, I would think, that CeCe Sabathia, especially after last night, is not going to be a part of this.
Yeah.
I just feel like he is not going to be a part of this, nor I don't think he deserves to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm not so sure what they're thinking with that, because this is now two games in a row that they've gone with the CeCe-Herman combination, which is something that I think that they're considering.
In the playoffs?
Have to be considering
in
it.
In the playoffs?
But why would they
in
do
the
that?
In the freaking playoffs, Al. We're talking about the playoffs.
Why would they do that two games in a row if they weren't seriously thinking about doing that in the postseason when Herman's been as good as he's been? Just to limit Herman's inning? I mean, is that it? Just to do that? So, I don't know. I think they're considering it. Obviously, Severino's performance from the night before gives you a lot of hope.
Dude,
with the
staff.
Dude,
we're not talking about that in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You can't be talking about that in the playoffs.
Are you stalling to try to get to the Jim Mora drop? Is that what's going on?
No, I'm just saying you can't.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. I really don't.
That was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs?
There we go.
What talk about? Playoffs?
Yeah, that's what
you
we're talking
kidding me?
About. That's what I'm
playoffs?
Talking about. Playoffs?
Playoffs,
yeah.
I just hope we can win a game.
All right. Well, they're going to win a lot of games.
Yes. And I think that if this continues with this baseball and you've got the lineup that the Yankees can throw out there, that's why I still love them to go to the World Series. Now, whatever happens there when they probably face the Dodgers, whatever, I know that the Astros have the pitching, but it is all about this damn lineup and all the home runs. Judge hits another one last night, and that's what you got. So this could have been the champagne celebration, CC great send-off. It wasn't. They're going to have to wait. Now we're going to see 8 million champagne celebrations for the rest of the time.
But here's the problem. The Astros have won five games in a row. They have won 5 games in a row. They are now 1 game ahead of the Yankees, which essentially is 2 games ahead of the Yankees for overall
right,
best
tiebreaker. Yeah,
I'm just these are games that they have to win. They got to beat these crappy teams, and this crappy team, the Angels, is going to be playing. You know, the Astros, I think they may have 6 games left against them. You can't lose these games. You just can't.
Yeah, the Angels.
And I'm just telling you, it's like I know that the offense wasn't great last night, but God almighty, you got to win these games. You got to get – I do not – again, I'm going to keep saying it until – I don't know, I'm blue in the face, I guess. Game 7 in Houston is not something I want to see.
No,
Game 7 at Yankee Stadium, let's go. We can – I mean, they can win there.
Right.
You know what I mean? But a Game 7 in Houston, they're going to have troubles there.
Yeah. I mean, of course, because you know it's going to set up where it's going to be Justin Verlander with 1 game on the line to take the Astros back to the World Series, and you know he's going to pitch great. I mean, of course you want to avoid that. But, I mean, I have faith in the Yankees finishing out this string regardless of who they play because you got to remember, they're also working guys back in who haven't played, who have a real hunger to do well. Giancarlo Stanton's one of those guys. Severino's one of those guys. LeMahieu wants to finish off this great regular season. This team understands it.
You know, but
they're not going to mail it in the rest of the year.
Let me ask you a question. Give me the guy that's going to be your Game 7 starter that's going to go on the road in Houston and go toe-to-toe with Verlander.
That's right. I mean, that's a huge question. No, you don't, because Verlander's the best in the business. So
you know how that building is in the playoffs.
It's not going to be – right. It's right. It's going to be difficult. I'm with you on that.
That's why they got to win these games, man.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing with you,
right.
But it's not so much, really. It's not to me, it's strength against strength in that situation. Yankees offense against Verlander.
But the Houston's got a hell of an offense, too, man.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't want to overlook the Twins. I want to overlook, whoever else they may be playing, but it looks like it's probably going to be the Twins if they don't get the number one overall seed. But it would be really disappointing if they didn't win and have the best record in the American League, at least the American League.
Yeah.
That would be very disappointing after everything that's gone on this year. And I know they'll poo-poo it and they'll say, it doesn't really matter and all that other stuff. Maybe they won't get to a Game 7. I don't know. But I'm just saying if it comes down to a Game 7 on the road in Houston, that's a tough spot. That is a really tough spot.
Well, it sort of is amazing that they're even in this spot after they've been decimated the way they've been with injuries.
Yeah, but the guys who have come in, like I was telling you yesterday, like they haven't had like a group elongated slump. Why? Because now I'm like Phil.
Why?
Why?
Yep.
Why? Because they've had different guys stepping up every other night who have been pressed in the service because of those injuries. In other words, it hasn't been the same team. Like the Mets. When they lose games and they go into an elongated slump, it's the same guys every night. The Yankees, it hadn't been.
Yeah, right.
That's why it's one of the reasons why they really haven't had like a team-wide slump.
Yeah, and you're right. With McNeil's not hitting, Alonso's not hitting, the team's not
winning.
There's no shot. But with the Yankees, Torres is always there. LeMahieu's always there. Gary Sanchez put together an unbelievable year. If Judge isn't hitting, someone else is. If it's not Void, it's Ford. If it's not Giancarlo, it's Tauchman. If it's not Maben, it's Gardner. It's on and on and
right,
on.
Right, or Romine.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
There are guys that are just – it just goes right throughout the 40-man roster because it seems like all 40 guys have played at some point in time.
Right. So the champagne, what do you do with all that champagne when like you think it, all right,
it's embarrassing. Win a game and do it.
It's not embarrassing.
I would hate to actually dump champagne on my head because of another team's loss.
Right.
Win and you get it. Dump it on your head.
Do they wait around to see because the Rays game went to extra innings? Yeah.
They did wait around.
Right. So then they go home and then they got to put the champagne back in the fridge and do the whole thing again tomorrow. And it's champagne after champagne after champagne.
It's a long season and winning the division is really something to celebrate.
They haven't done it in a while either.
I know, and they haven't done it in 7 years. So it's a great thing. And it's a great thing to celebrate. You know what? But you really haven't accomplished anything. You haven't accomplished anything. You don't accomplish something until you get to the World Series. And then you win. And then you dump the champagne. Then the cigars are going. And that's when you do it.
Yeah. In the times that you get like the game 163 where you have the two teams tied at the end, and then the team that wins that champagne. And then they go to the wild card game, and then champagne. And if they win,
it's idiotic. You haven't done
anything. Champagne. And then the NLCS or ALCS, then champagne. It's like, it's crazy the amount of champagne that Major League Baseball teams go through in this stretch. But the Yankees, this division, there's no doubt that they have earned it this year for sure with all the adversity. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.